This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 4, 2016. John Horgan writes in the Gloucester Times that Gloucester Police Chief Leonard Campanella was fired Monday by Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken, accused of attempting to purposely mislead investigators looking into his relationships with two unidentified women. In a Monday afternoon press conference at City Hall, Romeo Taken said Campanella falsely claimed to have turned over his cell phone and all copies of emails and other documents the city wanted for its investigation. The mayor is quoted as saying, "The integrity of our public officials is critical. The fact that he lied to investigators about what happened to his cell phone is not acceptable." The chief was fired for concealing documents and erasing emails and texts, and for not turning over his city-owned phone, not for issues with his personal life, the mayor said. According to Sean Horgan, Romeo Taken said the first woman came to the mayor on September 6, expressing concern for her safety. On September 9, a third party reported her concern about Campanella's alleged relationship with another woman. Police shot and killed a Lynn robbery suspect yesterday. Bill Newell has that story.
A robbery at the Porthole restaurant a week ago led to a fatal shooting by police in the corridor of a waterfront condominium Monday morning in Lynn. In a story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn, Thomas Grillo and Gayla Colley write the following. Authorities identified the 57-year-old male resident at 300 Lynn Shore Drive as the shooting victim and suspect in an armed robbery. The man's identity was not released pending notification of next of kin. Now, just after 9 a.m., Lynn police attempted to serve a search warrant on the fifth floor of the condominium building in connection with a robbery at the Porthole restaurant Monday, September 26. All of this according to the District Attorney's Office of Essex County. According to the statement, officers announced themselves at the door. A woman inside the apartment with the suspect subsequently told police the man pointed a gun at the door, at which point she fled to her bedroom. The woman and police said, according to the DA's office, the suspect told police that they were not going to take him. Officers forced their way into the apartment, and as soon as they entered, an officer saw the suspect pointing a gun at the door, and he announced, "Gun." Officers moved back into the hallway while the suspect pointed the gun at the officers. Officers moved back, and the statement said the suspect exited the apartment into the hallway. While pointing a gun at the officers, three officers then fired at the suspect. Lynn Police Chief Kevin Coppinger said eight of the officers present during the incident have been placed on administrative leave for 3 days, that being standard procedure. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn, and we'll continue to follow the story on our website, MSO News Sports. For MSO News Sports and North Shore Today, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News that the Analogic Corporation in Peabody, a global technology manufacturing company, has been sued by the U.S. Department of Labor for compensation discrimination against female assembly workers at its Peabody headquarters on Centennial Drive. Women working in the company's Assembler 2 and Assembler 3 positions were found to be making less than their male counterparts that held the same positions, a review by the department's Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs found. Ariana McNeil continues, Analogic, which makes various imaging and threat detection technologies, has 1,500 employees throughout the world, 900 of which work in Peabody. Patrick Shiu, OFCCP director, in a prepared statement released Monday, is quoted as saying, "Our investigation found that Analogic knew or should have known that its total compensation policies discriminated against female assemblers on the basis of gender. Federal contractors must ensure taxpayer money never funds employment discrimination." An administrative complaint was filed, dated October 3, with the DOL's Office of Administrative Law Judges. In it, the department requests that Analogic adjust its compensation system to eliminate compensation disparities between males and females. The company would also be forced to compensate the female employees affected by the adjustment, including providing back pay and other benefits. And Nick Kukuru is reporting in the Gloucester Times that after six seasons at the helm, Gloucester boys and girls track and field coach Jeff Destino has stepped down from that post. The 31-year-old Destino cited his new job as assistant principal at O'Malley School as his reason for stepping away, although he would still like to be involved in the program. Destino is quoted as saying, "For a while I thought I would be able to handle both roles, and I wanted to do both, but I can't leave the O'Malley School building and get to track practice on time." The six-year head coach got his start in the Gloucester Track and Field program in the year 2000 as a high school runner. He still holds the school's indoor 300-meter record. From there, he competed collegiately at UMass Lowell before heading back to the Gloucester school system as a social studies teacher at O'Malley School and an assistant track and field coach under longtime head coach Jim Munn, whom Destino recognizes as his mentor. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.